We need your healing love today, O Lord. Create in us a new heart of compassion. Help us to be witnesses of redemption. Hold us gently. Heal us. Enable us to truly be your disciples, Lord. We want to follow you wherever you lead. Reach out to us today, stirring our souls and spirits with the winds of your power, that we may faithfully be your disciples. Amen. May we continue in prayer. Gracious God in heaven, we thank you for the privilege of being able to assemble here in this place of worship to receive what goodness you have in store for us. We come here today not just to receive blessing, encouragement, and hope through word and song, but we come also that we may become more focused on what your will is for our lives as individuals and as a local church body. In a time when conflict and division seem to be the theme in our nation, in our society, and even in our own denomination, help us truly to become the peacemakers that Jesus instructs us to be, working to bring about peace within our own lives and peace with and among our neighbors. Have us all to become imitators of Christ by doing no harm, doing good, and staying in love with God forever. We pray for safe travel for those who are away from us today, for Pastor Michelle and David in particular. We lift up to you those who are absent from us due to health and mobility issues. We continue to lift up the work of our three ministry teams. We continue to pray for our staff members, our Sunday school classes, our recent confirmands, and recent graduates. We pray for the lives of those that are continuing to be upended by the conflict in Ukraine and for the survivors of the devastating earthquake in Afghanistan. May rational minds bring about the end of conflict and a quick response to those in real need. We now place the rest of our time together in your hands as we continue to worship by remembering Jesus' pattern and prayer for our lives. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but now deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.